To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to RM World Travel. This is the part of the program that we enjoy doing with all of you. It's time for the 29th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 11th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1788, also known as the Empire State. Before we focus on Saratoga, New York with you, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Yeah, so Travel Pro has debuted their new Platinum Elite line, so it might be time for you to upgrade to a premium travel experience with the Platinum Elite Collection. It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, and earlier this year, they also released their new MaxLite 5 line, so you can take travel to new lights with MaxLite 5. It's as durable as ever, but it's ultra lightweight.
You know, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. If you're in the market for new luggage, maybe you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at TravelPro.com for specials and information on Platinum Elite or MaxLite 5. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now off to the delightful city of Saratoga, New York, to speak with their chamber president, Todd Shimkus.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Todd, in our Destination Spotlight on Saratoga.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here. You know, we've had some great times during our various travels to Saratoga, and for folks listening around the country, it's a fun and charming place to visit. There's also a lot in the surrounding area to also go experience and enjoy. I want to know, how's your 2018 been so far, and how are your tourism numbers looking?
Yeah, I think our tourism numbers are looking pretty good so far. We've added over the course of the last 5 years about 300,000 room nights with about 10 new hotels, which tells you that lots of people want to come to Saratoga. This year, here in August, we're 90% and above for occupancy, so obviously that's really good.
Well, that's sounding excellent, yeah. Then. People are definitely hearing about it. I like to hear that.
Absolutely. We're adding restaurants all the time. Our dining experiences here are fantastic and probably, you know, reach every type of taste and imagination that you could think of. And one of the really cool pieces that I think makes us unique here in Saratoga around dining is that I'm going to say 95% of the restaurants are locally owned, and so you are having a truly unique meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner when you're here in Saratoga.
No chance.
Yes, and we've had wonderful opportunities to experience that since Saratoga Springs is not too far from where we live. And I think when I think of Saratoga, I think about all the quaint shops and the strolling, the active cultural calendar, and, of course, the history and definitely the restaurants, as you mentioned. But I want to touch on, we were back, when were we there? In the spring, I think,
yeah,
back
April,
in April.
I guess it was, yeah.
And we saw that the Inn at Saratoga is still going strong. You did mention the addition of 10 new hotels. But we spent some time at the historic Adelphi Hotel in the heart of the downtown that I think was closed for almost 5 years. So it's great to see it open and newly renovated. I'd love to know the reaction that you're seeing from visitors and locals.
Yeah, the Adelphi, what a magnificent gem for us to have back. That was a more than $20 million restoration of one of the oldest hotels in Saratoga Springs, right on our historic Broadway in the downtown, in our bustling, vibrant downtown, mm-hmm. almost kitty-corner across from Congress Park. And they've done, you know, it's a boutique hotel. They've got maybe 30 rooms in there.
But they've done a very nice job with it, though, Todd.
They have. They've got a couple restaurants in there. They're right next to another relatively new restaurant, Salt and Char. You know, they've done a phenomenal job attracting a different audience, people who are really looking for that upscale opportunity to come and experience Saratoga like somebody probably would have 100 years ago.
Right. Yeah, I think so. So, all right, so next week it's going to be the 149th running of the Traverse Stakes, and it's a place to be if you're a horse racing fan or even if you just want to be seen. So what can we expect from this year's Midsummer Derby?
You know, it's going to be an interesting race this year. We've got a whole host of different horses, male and female, this year that are going to be running there. And, you know, it's unfortunate we don't have the Kentucky Derby, the Triple Crown winner coming in, Justify. Mm-hmm. But we've got a great field. That is probably the largest attendance that we have for racing in the summer. We'll have somewhere in the range of probably 46, 47,000 people in the stands. One of the unique things about Saratoga when you come here for the Travers or any other race is the fact that you get to see the horses walk through the paddock. You get up close and personal to the jockeys. And so you're talking about the best horses, the best racing, the best trainers the best jockeys will all be.
It is a very intimate experience.
It is.
And to be able to see them, as you just said.
You can't really capture that anywhere else. It's a very special experience.
But even bringing a picnic lunch or whatever under the grounds for the day and just having some fun, you know, it really is something. And folks, there's so much to do up there just besides that, whether you're going to be at the state park, they've got all the running, the biking trails, the fishing, golf, all that. But one of the things that we like to ask everybody, Todd, when they're on the program with us, you've got a famous mineral springs in the area. If memory serves me correctly, you were once called the Queen of the Spas. But before we let you go, give us a quick fact or so that would bring most people to Saratoga, surprise them, and make them want to come visit.
So I think the number one thing that happens is a lot of people know about the springs, but what they think is that they're hot springs, and they're not. They're actually mostly cold, and we have springs literally located all throughout the town where you can taste the water, and many of them have healing powers. That's what drew the animals, which drew the people looking for the animals, which has drawn tourists, and which has drawn people looking for health, history, and horses.
And it's drawn us over the years. Mm-hmm. So, Todd, listen, we really appreciate the time. Thank you very much. And, folks, if you want to find out more, it's very simple. Just Saratoga.org. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Take care.
All right, there goes Todd and Saratoga, folks. Check it out. Also, if you love history and battlefields, they've got a terrific battlefield that's up there as well. So that is going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week, but we still have a whole other hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.